not negotiating behind closed doors, but bringing all parties together and broadcasting those negotiations on C-SPAN so that the American people can see what the choices are. Because part of what we have to do is enlist the American people in this process.
But these negotiations will be on C-SPAN. And so the public will be part of the conversation and will see the choices that are being made.
This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, a Republican from the Grand Canyon State's 3rd Congressional District, also a member of the critical House Energy and Commerce Committee, which had some jurisdiction over the health care legislation in the House, although it was the Democrats who put together that version of the legislation. He joins me now to talk about the efforts to make the final stages of the health care debate more transparent. And Congressman, thanks as always for your time. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Greg. Glad to be with you.
Well, obviously, this effort towards transparency took another dimension this week when C-SPAN went public in asking leadership in both parties in both chambers to open up the conference process or whatever's going to pass as the conference process to the American people over C-SPAN. That was quickly shot down by the speaker. Your thoughts as this aspect of the debate got a little more attention this week?
Well, I'm very pleased that it's getting attention. I'm very proud of Brian Lamb for having at least made an attempt to hold the president to his promises. The American people should remember that when Nancy Pelosi was out campaigning for the majority, not in the last election, but in the 06 election, she promised openness in government. She promised change and to be different and to do these kinds of negotiations out where the American people could participate. Your clip just now of the president making those same promises, and yet they apparently are going to break every promise they've made. I think it's tragic when you see things like, what is it called, the Cornhusker corruption or something like that. I guess that's not what it's called.
Kickback.
Happen behind private doors or behind closed doors. You know that when they're allowed to get behind closed doors, they cut ugly deals. And I hope the American people will speak up. I hope they will speak out. I hope they will say, look, you're dealing with our lives, our incomes, our livelihoods, our jobs, and you ought to be doing it out where we can see what's going on.
Well, here's what the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had to say when the question was posed to her about C-SPAN's request.
There has never been a more open process for any legislation than anyone who serves here's experience.
So I guess it depends on your definition of open, but what did you make of her reaction to that, saying that this process has been historically open?
It is absolutely wrong, and indeed her claim is laughable. There was, at the beginning of this process, one, count them, one open meeting at the White House. Interestingly, the Republicans who were invited were not those who are most knowledgeable about health care or had worked the most on the topic. I happen to know that because I've been working on health care since 1996, and I was not invited. But that was a show event, and the bill was not written on that occasion, nor did anything flow out of that one meeting in terms of drafting the legislation. The legislation was drafted by three Democratic chairmen: the chairman of the Conference Committee, Mr. Waxman, of the Commerce Committee, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Mr. Rangel, and the chairman of the Ed and Labor Committee, Mr. Miller of California. No Republicans were invited in the room. The ranking Republican of any of those committees was not invited in the room. The key health care experts in those committees on the Republican side were not invited in the room. If she thinks this has been an open process, she is deluding herself.
Others have said, Congressman, that, well, a lot of these deals don't get done in the sunshine or in front of the television cameras. Sometimes this is just the way things get done in Washington. Historically speaking, how do legislative processes work? How much of it actually is exposed to the public?
I think that's an interesting point. I think in all fairness, there was too much secrecy in the past under the Republican majority in the Congress, and prior to that, under the Democratic majority, which ran for 40 years in the Congress. Not enough does happen in the open. But it was, I think, the failure of Republicans to live up to the promises they made in 1994 and thereafter, which caused them to lose the majority. I think the president better figure this one out. He promised openness. You just played the tape. He promised that this would be done on C-SPAN, and he is flagrantly breaking his promises. If he wasn't going to do it in the open, he shouldn't have made the promise. Interestingly, I think Mrs. Pelosi has said something pretty close to, oh, well, that was just campaign rhetoric. I think the American people don't appreciate politicians who say one thing during election time and do something different when it comes to enacting policy.
Congressman, on to the actual nuts and bolts of this now. What do you expect from this so-called ping-pong process? Do you expect it to be done without too much drama, or do you expect there to be some serious hurdles for the Democrats here?
Well, there are in fact, serious hurdles. Right now, what you have is kind of a herd mentality on part of the majority party, in which they say, it does not matter what we pass, we simply, as the majority party, must pass a bill. We'll go back if it has deep flaws and fix those later. That's one aspect of this debate. The herd mentality, we got to pass something, forget what's in it. Then the flip side of that are individual members of at least the House who recognize if they vote for something that is viewed as an anathema, something that's going to damage their state or cost way too much money, they could get voted out of office. I think any House member who votes for a deal that gives Nebraska free Medicaid in perpetuity, but does not do that for any of the other 49 states, I think that Democrat is in jeopardy, and if they are in a close district, in jeopardy of losing their seat.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. New job numbers out today. I know you deal with that as well on the Commerce Committee. We saw the unemployment rate stabilized at 10%, which everyone agrees is too high. 85,000 jobs lost, and we talked to one economist earlier who said the real alarming news was the number of people who stopped looking in December for new work, and they've been out of work for a while. Your thoughts on what we learned today from the Labor Department?
I think the number one concern in America needs to be jobs. I think it needs to be getting this economy going. Quite frankly, the engine that drives this economy is small business, and small businesses across America cannot borrow the capital from the banks that they need to make the hires. I'm afraid we're going to see the jobless numbers in the next report actually get worse. Notwithstanding that a lot of people have quit looking, I think the only reason they look this good right now was some of the temporary employment over the holidays, which I think will disappear, and I am deeply concerned, and I think jobs, employment, boosting this economy, getting it flowing again, helping small business ought to be job one.
Congressman, I know your time is precious today. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Craig.
Absolutely. Arizona Congressman John Shannig represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.